After more than 30 years, a major Miami museum is in the process of returning remains from Native Americans in Florida back to the Seminole tribe. But while the partnership between the museum and one of Florida's largest tribes is a step in the right direction, the process of reclaiming ancestral remains has highlighted deep wounds and conflicts between Native people and Western archaeology. In 1990, Congress passed a law requiring museums, universities, and federal institutions to return Native American remains and funeral artifacts to their rightful owners. Many tribes are still waiting to get their ancestors back despite the law. Senators Mike Rounds and John Thune and U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, Republican from South Dakota, sent letters of support to President Joe Biden regarding the major disaster declaration requests from the Oglala Sioux Tribe and the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. If the president approved each tribe's declaration request, it would expedite recovery efforts from significant weather events that occurred from December 12th to December 26th. In 2022, the emergency operations conducted by the tribe reduced the storm's impacts and accelerated the recovery of tribal communities. Despite these efforts, a number of tribal members remained trapped in their homes and were unable to access necessary supplies. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.